for emergency use. Normally these are sold for anywhere from $5 to $10, but right now at freefoldingknife.com you can get one of these origami style folding credit card knives for just a penny. Limit one per order, please. So take advantage of it right now at freefoldingknife.com.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Dr. Yes, I really, really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the roar, and I'd like to give you information, asking for my blood, blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise, and I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another exciting edition of the Common Sense Show. I'm your host, Dave Hodges. Katie Whalen, as we lovingly call her, our health chick, will be joining us along the way tonight, and she's got a very special segment of her own in the third hour. And in the last part of the third hour, Katie and I are going to be talking about effective protesting and all that goes with it. Because, I look at what people try to do, and most of it is a horrible waste of time. And so you're talking to someone who's had a fair amount of experience in protesting, and I and Katie will be shedding some light on that issue, because we will be protesting, folks. So one of the things that we're going to talk about later in the show is what's going down with the Patriot Act. They want to come through. Doug Hagman, Steve Quayle, John Wells, Alex Jones, yours truly, everybody else who dares to show any inkling of support for people like Ammon Bundy, Shauna Cox, anyone who's in conflict with the federal government, anyone who disagrees with government policy, no matter how corrupt, no matter how unconstitutional. They're tweaking the Patriot Act, folks, and they're going to throw in the independent media into this, and we're going to get into that a little later in the show. It is dire. I mean, it is very, very dire. And in the second hour, we're going to be joined by Josh Coy, and we have a whole lot more information on what he brought up last week with regard to the proliferation of mental hospitals being built around the country, and it's not good. It's as bad as the story I just talked about. And not to be outdone, our first hour guest, Roger Landry, the founder of the Liberty Beacon, has a whole lot of good revelations to counter some of the negative stuff that's going on inside our medical profession, particularly with our, quote, watchdog, and they're only watchdogs for the elite, watchdog agencies such as the Center for Disease Creation, we know as the CDC, and all the other alphabet soup groups that go along with that. So let's go right to our first guest, Roger Landry. Roger, thanks for joining us. Been a while since you've been on, my friend. It's been way too long, but welcome.
Well, it's always enjoyable to have a conversation with you because, excuse me, I know two things right off the bat. One, I can say what I need to say, and two, I'm not going to find myself talking to empty air.
Well, not unless the NSA takes us down when I attempted to interview Ammon Bundy for the first time, but yes, you're correct.
Well, I was talking about your station giving me empty air.
Oh, no, we try not to do that, but I like to step out of the way and let guests have their say. So, Roger, we've talked about a lot of things over the past 3 or 4 weeks, and we have a whole lot of things on the table tonight, so let me just volleyball this back to you and ask you, where would you like to start?
Well, what I'd like to start with is a little bit of, and this shouldn't be a revelation to too many people, especially with Katie in your third hour and actually your guest in the second hour as well. And you've got one hell of a star lineup this evening, and I feel just absolutely tickled pink to be included in that. But I want to start out by saying something most people don't really consider, okay? When I was born in 1954, I'm 61 years old. I'm 1 year over three generations old. I was born into what was arguably and I wouldn't even argue too much on it, the healthiest and most vibrant society on this planet. Today, I live in what is considered to be the most chronically ill society on this planet. This generation of children that we are raising right now is the sickest generation of children ever to populate this planet. This has happened in three generations, 60 years. You can actually track it. When I was born in 1954, let me give you a for instance, and I could give you a lot, but let me give you one that ought to be in everybody's face. Autism. The occurrence of autism was so minimal that doctors could go through their entire careers without ever seeing the symptoms that we tie to the autism disorder, the autism spectrum today. But if we had to put a number on it, doctors were saying it was in excess of 1 in 25,000 children. Okay, flash forward three generations, not a century, not two centuries, three minute, small, compact generations, the modern era. Today, the autism occurrence rate in this country is 1 in 28 male children and 1 in 50 female children. Now let's stop and think about that. 60 years we have gone from 1 in 6 and 25,000 plus to 1 in 25 male children. That is absolutely monumental. But doctors are screaming right now, and I never challenge anybody to prove what I'm saying is wrong, and you know it's about to come, David. I dare you to prove me wrong. The statistics I put out, the facts that I state, I really, really dare you to prove me wrong, because in doing so, you're going to learn something, and you and I both win. You become that much more educated, and you become that more active. Because what I'm about to tell you is a severe slap upside your head. So 1 in 25 male children, 1 in 50 male children today, all right? The CDC's last numbers were published in 2010, and they said 1 in 64. Well, that was 6 years ago. Right now, it's 1 in 25 for males, 1 in 50 for females, because males are almost twice as susceptible to autism as females. But we have experts screaming at the top of their lungs right now, please Google this, that by the year 2525, 9 years from now, less than a decade from now, at the present rate of increase, one out of every two children born will have autism and be severely mentally handicapped for life. Did you hear what I just said? Half.
It's hard to fathom.
So what we're talking about, David, okay, is something that is absolutely going to destroy the American society. Okay, we put men on the moon, supposedly. I won't go there. We went to the bottom of the ocean in the Trieste, okay? We have sent robotic craft to every planet in this solar system, and we have spent billion upon billion upon billions of dollars to do it. Where is the massive push from this government to find out why, in less than a decade, one out of every two children born will require constant care for life? That will bring this entire nation to its knees. Nothing that's happening in this country is more important than the rise in autism. Nothing is more important than that. Where's the big push? Do you see the government doing a moonshot for autism? Do you see the government doing a let's put a robotic craft around Pluto to find out what the hell is causing autism and make it go away? Where is the massive funding that is being spent on the one thing we know is going to bring this country to its knees in less than 10 years? The health of this country is the worst on the planet. Let me explain that to you. Autism isn't the only thing. That's called a cognitive dysfunction. We are the world leaders in autism. We are the global leaders in dementia. We are the global leaders in Alzheimer's. We are the global leaders in ADHD. We are the global leaders in all forms of autoimmune dysfunction, and that is a list of diseases as long as your arm, whereby your body and your immune system is attacking you. Okay? And they are fatal. We are the gold medal winners in child diabetes. We are the gold medal winners in fatal or chronic food allergies. We are the gold medal winners in as far as our birth rate, okay, being affected. We are the gold medal winners. We have the fastest rising level of infertility on the planet. This is America, my friends. Stop and think about what I just said. We spend 10 times more than the next country on this planet on health care, but we have the worst health on the planet and the highest level of chronic illness ever to exist in a nation in the history of this planet. 10 times more we spend, but we have the worst health. Where does this make sense to anybody? Let me tell you why. And David, you knew this was coming too. This is why, okay? And I never, ever lie. I never exaggerate, and I never challenge you to prove me wrong. The dare is there always, my friends. We are the most geoengineered society on the planet. We have poisons like barium, aluminum, and so on and so forth. I could give you a whole list, but the biggest one is aluminum raining down from our skies on a regular basis. That is one of the most toxic substances to the human brain there is. Okay, so we are the most geoengineered. We are the most vaccinated. We are the most GMO'd. We have the highest level of glyphosate in our food. We have the highest level of fluoride in our water, the most fluoridated nation on the planet. We have the highest level of drugging of our citizens of any nation on the planet. We have the highest level of toxic sites, okay, of any nation on the planet except one, and that would be communist China. When the EPA was formed in 1970 for 34 Superfund sites, 34, okay, they had a toxic level that was causing cancer and other severe maladies to those communities. It facilitated the everybody just basically told the government, you need to do something, and that was the birth of the EPA. 45 years later, okay, or 46 years later, we're looking at 124,000 known toxic sites in the United States, not 34. And the level of toxicity in these sites, in a lot of them, exceeds a million times what facilitated the birth of the EPA. What I've just told you is that the EPA, which is there to protect your health and mine, is the biggest failure in the history of humanity of any organization ever devised. Nothing has failed bigger than the EPA. Nothing. 124,000 up from 34, and a million times the toxic level. Did you want to say something, David? Because I'll take a breath.
Well, I did want to say something because you just said that the EPA has failed. I think they've achieved their prime directive. They have done exactly as they intended to do.
And you know, I said that intentionally because when you and I had our discussion about doing this show, I made that comment. That was exactly the same reply you put in, and I wanted you to die. That's why I said I knew you wanted to say something, David.
Yeah. I'm an easy setup, Roger. That's true.
But you're absolutely right. Okay? So what are we going to do about this? Okay? You can't get away from it. Are you going to tell me you're going to stop eating, you're going to stop drinking, you're going to stop breathing, you're going to stop taking all medications, you're going to stop drinking water, are you going to stop doing all of these things? It's physically impossible. Today, everybody in the United States has a toxic load. I don't challenge you to prove me wrong. I dare you to prove me wrong. If we're the most GMO'd, if we're the most geoengineered, if we're the most vaccinated, if we're the most drugged, we by necessity have to have the highest toxic load on the planet. A massive majority of all diseases comes from the baseline is toxins in our body. We are the most toxic society on the planet. There is no such thing as an American who eats, breathes, okay, drinks water, so on and so forth, who is not toxic today. The question is, how toxic? All right? So, we're launching a brand new project tomorrow called Toxi Solutions. It's not about us putting out a website saying, hey, you're all toxic. All right, I got to tell you something. Nothing pisses me off more, especially in the Liberty Movement, the Freedom Movement, the Patriot Movement, whatever you want to call it, where people step up and constantly tell you every single day what is wrong. Damn it, I know what's wrong. Tell me what I can do about it. This project is called Toxie Solutions. It's not only to tell you you're toxic. Everybody in America is toxic. That's a given. How toxic are you? But to offer you practical and viable solutions to find out what you're toxic from and what to do about it. Now, when I say to find out what you're toxic from and how toxic are you, one of our partners invented a brand new test kit called ToxiScreen. Now, there's all kinds of test kits out there. You can find them all over the place. And some of them are accurate. They're pretty good. They're up to like 60, 65% accurate, okay? And they're good to parts per million. And most of them test for lead. Not too many that go beyond that. I'm going to tell you that the ToxiScreen test kit we are about to open up to the world on a website that is launching tomorrow called ToxiSolutions.com.
Say that again, Roger. Let's give people a chance to make a note of this.
ToxiSolutions.com. And it will go active about this very time, tomorrow. I want to tell you about this test kit, and I want to tell you why I'm making such a big deal out of this. On that website, you're going to find scientific facts, double-blind, okay, clinical studies proving that what is the benchmark for testing today? That's the blood test. Nothing is more accurate than the blood test. You take somebody's blood, you test it, you know what's there, okay? And a blood test can test for toxins in your blood up to 30 days. That's damn good. That's the benchmark. Enter ToxiScreen. No blood required. As a matter of fact, ToxiScreen tests were done in this double-blind study on children, infants asleep in their mother's arms without ever waking them up. And then they were taken in, double-blind study, to the doctor's waiting office and given a blood test. In the video, you will see these children screaming bloody murder as they're stuck and the blood is being taken out of their body. You will also see them in the waiting room, not even sniffling, not even whimpering, some of them smiling as the test is run on them, totally unobtrusively. Okay, so it's non-intrusive. Okay, big deal. What else? All right? I just got done telling you the benchmark is a blood test. All right? What is the accuracy of ToxiScreen, which is a big part of ToxiSolutions, to tell you not only what you're toxic with, but how much? ToxiScreen is accurate at 99.19% accuracy. It blows the door off of a
blood. So, Roger, let's compare that to these other more well-known established screening devices. How does that compare?
Most of them are saliva tests, and they're down around the 60 to 66-68%. And urine tests, which are maybe a little bit more accurate, but not much. The benchmark has always been the blood test. And the blood test just met its match, and it just got smacked into the back seat. ToxiScreen also, let me tell you what's going to happen. You look up in your sky, and you see all of these crisscross lines across your sky, okay? And you know you're breathing in poisonous aluminum. You know you're breathing in barium, so on and so forth. So you panic, and you go to your doctor the next day, and you say, hey, look, doc, I know I've been breathing in a lot of aluminum. I want to be tested for this because the accumulation of aluminum in your body and mercury is what triggers you into Alzheimer's and dementia. Every one of these people that die from these things, when they do biopsies on their brain, they find massive levels of aluminum and sometimes mercury in their brain that has slaughtered brain cells and put you back into diapers when you get to be my age. All right? That's not a guess. That's fact. Okay? So what we're looking at is a test that's hyper accurate. You go into your doctor's office and you say, I've been breathing aluminum for the last couple of days. They've been spraying the hell out of my skies. I want to be tested. Your doctor looks at you and says, well, you don't have any symptoms. And you say, okay, but I know what I know. This is a fact and I can prove it. Well, you have no symptoms. Well, what does that mean? And the doctor says, your insurance isn't going to cover it. If you're not symptomatic, your insurance is not going to pay for it. Now, this comes out of your pocket. You're paying for the first doctor visit, which isn't cheap. You're paying for the lab work, which isn't cheap. You're paying for the return visit with a doctor to tell you what you're poisoned from, which isn't cheap. Then you're paying for return visits to chelate this from your body using pharmaceutical drugs, what might do as much damage to your body as the actual aluminum did. And that's not cheap. Overall, going to your doctor to find out if you're being poisoned by lead, mercury, aluminum, glyphosate, so on and so forth, is going to cost you anywhere from $1,000 to, say, $5,000. What's the cost of DoxyScreen? What is the cost of this test I'm heralding here? Or you want to find out if you've got lead in your system at a higher rate of accuracy than anything available on the planet without giving any blood at all? It's going to cost you about $75, maybe $85, depending on where the shipping is from where you are. That's the most. That's it. You're done. Okay? You want a 5-panel test to find out if you're poisoned from from glyphosate, which we all know because the WHO just declared that a class 2 carcinogen, and it's in 90% of the food you eat. Fact. Not a guess. If you want to find out if you're toxic from glyphosate, that's going to cost you about $150. Try and do that at your doctor's office for $150. Ain't going to happen. You want to find out if you're toxic from 5 different metals, let's say arsenic, lead, mercury, aluminum, whatever, okay? 5 of them, it's going to cost you about $170. Try doing that at your doctor's office and do it at an accuracy rate of 99.19%, not 94%. 0.6% or 0.7%. So now, the cheapest way to do it, available, delivered right to your house. You can do it in the comfort of your own home. No blood let and an accuracy that nothing can beat. Nothing. Why do I call it Toxy Solutions? We are telling you, everybody in America is toxic. That's not a guess, my friends. That's a popcorn fact. Everybody in America is toxic. Just to what level? So we've told you you're toxic. We've given you the best, least expensive, most accurate, and most convenient tool on the planet to find out what you are toxic with, and it's also accurate down to parts per billion. I told you a blood test is good for up to 30 days. A ToxyScreen kit can find those same toxins in your blood up to 120 days after they enter your system. Not 30 days like a blood test. So again, blows the door off of your blood test. So now you know you're toxic, you know what you're toxic with, you know what level you're toxic with. We also have, and these are the, we have this product exclusively to give to you because the two inventors, the two people that invented this, patented it and took it through double-blind clinical studies, yes, patented, and the clinical studies have already been done, are members of our senior staff in the Liberty Beacon Project. But
let's talk about some of those people because I believe we've interviewed one of them, Dr. David Lewis.
No. Excuse me, Dr. David Lewis is our science advisor for the Toxy Solutions Project. He is my co-director of the Toxy Solutions Project. But the two inventors were Ed and Gene. I think you and I have discussed Gene Elwell before.
Yes, we have.
He is the co-inventor of that product. So, but that's not it. I need to go one step further, David, because this is Toxy Solutions. What's the scare that's running across the country today? What that started in Flint, Michigan? I know you know.
Well, it's obviously it's lead in the water and what it's doing to brains, particularly the brains of children.
Absolutely. And you know what? I got to tell you something, okay? ToxyScreen, within a matter of about 10 more days, because they're modifying the testing procedure to make the ToxyScreen kit, not for $50 or $60 like you see it on the internet, for under $30, maybe as cheap as $18, you can buy a ToxyScreen water test kit to find out the most accurate readings on whether or not you have lead, fluoride, and a bunch of other things in your water. Okay? You can't do this with these other kits, not at this level of accuracy, not at this price. That will come in about 2 weeks. We'll be announcing that. Right now, it's the heavy metals and the glyphosate. So I'm telling you, water is poison all over the country. Water is poison. That's a fact, not a guess. Every single day you go to the internet, you're finding out more and more cities that have tested their water and say, our water is dangerously poisonous. All right. If you test your water, and you find out it's got a high level of arsenic, a high level of lead, and you go down to your your board, your mayor or whatever, okay, your town council, and say, look at this. My water's poisoned. You need to tear up all of the water pipes and replace them. They're going to look at you like you're an idiot and escort you out. The only real solution you have is to get a water filter. Okay. Professor James McCanney, a world-renowned, okay, scientist, is also a member of the Liberty Beacon senior staff and has invented the most effective water filter on the planet for everything, including, yes, fluoride down to zero. We'll take fluoride down to zero parts per billion in your water. All of the heavy metals, everything. Is it more expensive or as expensive as these Cadillac water filters? Nope. It's about mid-price. It is the best water filter on the planet. Not only that, but the filter mechanism they use, the actual filter, okay, not the big can you put it in, but the actual filter mechanism fits in about 70% of all of the existing high-brand, high-cost water filters on the market. So you, when that water filter dies, you can buy a I believe it's JMCC water filter, and stick it right back in there, and now you've upgraded your water filter to the best on the planet. Okay, not only that, but we carry a full line of natural herbal products, the best on the planet, to chelate heavy metals from your body and to flush or detox your body of things like fluoride and glyphosate. This is not your poison website. This is the Toxy, as in your toxic, solutions website. We're going to let you know more accurately than anybody on the planet what you are toxic with and how toxic you are. Then we're going to give you everything you need, not only to take it out, but to make sure it doesn't go back in.
Right, Roger. Let me hold this back just for a second. We've got our health reporter, Katie Whalen. She's going through her own health crisis. Yeah, and I want to bring her into this discussion. Katie, are you with us?
I am. Oh yes, I am.
Now, Roger, I'm gonna ask you a question, and just give me an approximate. And I understand it can't be exact, but give me an approximate. Give me an approximate bottom line figure it would take to perform a diagnosis on oneself, and then I want to throw that back over to Katie for her reaction.
I would tell you, I'll give you even better than that, David. I'll give you a full-blown diagnosis on yourself all the way through the chelation process. Mm-hmm. And I would tell you that for under $250, you can find out, you can be tested hyper-accurately for five of the biggest toxins on the planet, and the most common, the ones we know that our water is exposing to us, our air, and the glyphosate in the food we're eating. For $250 to $300, you can not only find out what you're poisoned with, but you can put a better filter in your water to make sure that you don't get that stuff back into your system, and you can buy the detox or the chelating products to get it out of your body. You're looking at, if you really want to get exorbitant, no more than $400. If you're on a budget, $250 to $300 beginning to end. But the test kits, none of them even approach $200. The test kits.
Katie, how does that compare what's on the market right now?
All I can say is wow.
Katie, yes. Please look at the website. Please.
I have every intention of looking at the website. From the moment you got on the show and were giving us these statistics that are stunningly depressing, true, I believe every bit of it. I was actually thinking of moving to the Amazon where it might be a little cleaner and I could actually heal. Wow. So yes, I'm signing up for whatever you have.
Listen to me, Katie, I need to tell you something, because you more than anybody else is going to appreciate this. And anybody can Google this name and you'll come up with the answer, okay? This is a globally. He just was invited over to the UK to talk in front of the Royal Society of, I believe, microbiologist, okay? This is a world-renowned, globally renowned scientist. His name is Dr. David Lewis. He is a PhD microbiologist, and he wrote the book Science for Sale, bringing the government out for exactly what David said, okay? They're doing exactly what Big Pharma, which spends 500% more on corrupting our government than any other entity on the planet, pharmaceutical industry does. They are the biggest influence on our government. Dr. David Lewis is the my co-director. I am the director. Dr. David Lewis is my co-director. This guy has impeccable, okay, credentials. Not only that, but one of our other science advisors on this project, and a lot of people will know this name, is Dr. Brian Hooker, who brought out the CDC whistleblower, Dr. Thompson. We have an all-star lineup who are literally on the board of directors of the Toxic Solutions Foundation, the Toxic Solutions Project, that is impeccable and impeachable. Unimpeachable, excuse me.
Totally. You know, yeah, this is, I'm surprised that you have been granted permission by our overlords to actually get this patented, but if this takes off, this is the kind of, we're going to get into this in the last hour, but this is the kind of action that I think everybody should take. And here's why, Roger and Dave. When people, you know, with what's happening around the world or even in this country, there's this collective yawn because people don't see it in their neighborhood. They
yes.
They don't hear it. They don't taste it. It's not bothering them. If they can look at a piece of paper or however the readout, the digital readout, if they can see, oh my gosh, my 5-year-old daughter has a lead level of this, it's going to send people out the door and actually doing something and protesting this.
Can I take it to the next level and something
Absolutely.
That's going to tickle you pink,
what?
Lady?
Yes.
Here's the kicker, okay? Mm. After we've launched this, and we have exclusive rights, we're launching it in the United States and Canada, midsummer, probably right after the 4th of July, we are right now establishing a global network. We will be launching Toxic Solutions globally. This is an endeavor that will totally fund the Liberty Beacon Project to put together the most phenomenal alternative media network the planet has ever seen. And we actually have 6 other inventions that scientists have brought to us because they see what we're doing here and they want to help humanity and they want us to put it out and promote it the way we're doing with Toxic Solutions. But, you know, the real kicker here is that we're looking at something that has the ability to build the biggest correlative database globally that the planet has ever seen. If everybody who does a ToxiScreen kit on the planet fills out a totally anonymous, all that's on there is, where do you live, what city, have you just been vaccinated, a few key questions, and sends it back with total anonymity, we can put together the biggest, most accurate correlative database the planet has ever seen, and it will help save lives by the millions going forward. Nothing like this has ever been done in the history of medicine. That correlative database will be massive, and this country or no country has ever attempted to do it, and the question is why?
Do you know why I love this? I have to tell you why I love this idea. This is if I step back, this is human ingenuity. Wherever there's a hole, somebody's going to fill it. And if the government You keep laughing. If the government is not
going I love the way you talk, Katie. I really do.
If the government is not going to do the testing, which they on I run into this with natural medicine. They don't want the stats. They don't want the positive news, so they don't test. Well, now that if the testing begins, so and my point was, here was a hole. You know, you pay your taxes so the government protects you. Right? And they're testing the water. Well, no. So there's a void, and a citizen comes up and says, wow, we have a problem, and they fill the void. This is why I love this country. This is why I love humanity, because of the creativity. You are filling a void, such a necessary void.
Time out. Time out.
David says, okay. I want to say something.
Well, no, I've got a few people who've written in, and thank you so much for doing this. I'm just going to read one sample email of three. Greetings, Dave. Please repeat the name and the URL of the website of the first hour guest, and his name is Roger Landry, New Toxic Metals Test. Please say very slowly and clearly and a couple of times for the hearing impaired listeners such as myself. Thank you, Larry, for asking, because where we have one person asking, we know we have several. So, Roger, please answer his question.
Okay, this site is still under construction. It will not be totally done and viewable. You might even be able to see it. I don't know at this point, but it's being worked on. So please don't consider it finished until about this time tomorrow. The site is ToxySolutions, ToxySolutions.com. ToxySolutions.com. That is the name of the site, and the actual the project has a little bit longer name. And remember, my co-director is Dr. David Lewis, who has 30 years of experience working at the CDC before he wrote a book, Science for Sale, and they booted him to the curb. But he is globally renowned as the biggest whistleblower in history. The book he wrote told the real story of the CDC, the EPA, and the FDA.
Okay, one more timeout. We'll just make this a 30-second timeout. But let's go back and give that website information just one more time, Roger. They requested twice.
ToxySolutions.com. T-O-X-Y, not I, Y, S-O-L-U-T-I-O-N-S. ToxySolutions.com. You, and again, you will see Dr. David Lewis, my co-director, his endorsement there. You will see scientific information there backing up everything I've said. You will see the kits, the sale prices. You will see everything. The water filter is there. The chelating products are there. Everything I described, it is the total solutions to toxic. ToxySolutions.com. We're not telling you you're toxic. We're telling you you're toxic, and we're offering you the solution. This is the only way the Liberty Beacon Project would take this on. Now, let me give you the extended name of the project. I gave you the name of the website. The extended name is ToxySolutions Environmental Justice Project, because 90% of these toxins come from our environment. So the actual name, full-blown name, not the website. The website is ToxySolutions.com. The project name is ToxySolutions Environmental Justice Project.
Okay, that's very good. Now, we've only got about 20 minutes left, Roger. I'd like to shift gears, and we've gone from diagnosis.
Don't tell me you're taking Katie away from us. I was enjoying the hell
out of this. No. Katie is much more knowledgeable than I, so my voice will go silent, and you'll hear the melodious voice of our health chick. Anyway, in the 19 minutes we have left now, let's talk about some of the solutions you're going to be offering as a follow-up to this.
Okay, again, I am the person who comes up with the ideas, okay? When I was introduced to Ed and Jean, who invented ToxiScreen, and this needs to be told, this story, because most people are going to go, well, how did you even run into this? You're a political organization, okay? Or political activism organization. How did you even run into this? Well, we do push back against vaccines. We do push back against GMOs and geoengineering and fluoride and all of these things, but to a much lesser extent. I was introduced to Ed and Jean, who had invented a testing kit. They are both construction workers and retired from construction. At the end of their careers, they had been doing testing for construction workers on construction sites for heavy metals and drugs. So they wanted to come up with a kit that wasn't as intrusive, especially for females. Females, it's embarrassing to have them urinate in a cup on a freaking construction site or whatever, okay? So they came up with this kit, and the only thing they ever intended it for was the heavy metals you get by working around someone who is welding, because, again, you have the metal fumes. Or testing for drugs so that people who were handling this heavy equipment weren't killing people. That's the only thing they ever intended this for. I was introduced to them because one of them had Patriot blood in. And when I found out what they had, it immediately smacked me upside the head, the potential of this. So I started telling them about, hey, do you know about geoengineering? Hey, do you know about vaccines? Hey, do you know about GMOs? Hey, do you know about glyphosate? And in 15 months since I met them, I took them through a crash course in everything that is toxifying America. They went from, and the bean counters told them they had a $200 million a year company. With what I brought to the picture, they have a $1 billion a year company in revenue, because this will now be sold to JQ citizen all across the country, not just the construction workers or the OSHA workers. This, I expanded the use of their product by 500%. So this is how it came to be. Now, to ask me what the regimen needs to be, you're asking the wrong person. Will I say that I do have flashes of being a visionary on occasion? Yes. This is what I've done all my life. I put projects together for everybody, including, and David, you know this, for 3 decades I worked for the DOD, putting together emergency response teams. And since then, I've repented, and I say my penance every day. But the point here is, I am the person who sees possibilities and puts projects together, okay? Can I tell you with a level of accuracy exactly what's needed to chelate the heavy metals and to detoxify from the fluoride and the glyphosate and whatever? No, I can't, so I won't. What I will tell you is that with Dr. David Lewis and Dr. Brian Hooker as director and of this project and staff members of this project, we're going to have the big guns who have already picked those products that need to be, and they already are, in the list of products we're offering people after they've tested themselves. Katie, do you believe that somebody of my background and knowledge has any right to be telling anybody what they should be using to chelate or to detoxify? I don't.
No, I don't. And what I think is that's up to God. And if he put this seed in your head to do it, you know what I was just thinking? This is opening up a giant power portal to the people.
Yes! You hit the nail right on the head!
You know what this is doing? People, employees can go in and be testing their work sites and have tremendous power to get things changed. Citizens can go to their city council meetings or whatever and have the proof. And the thing that has been so frustrating in our society is the secrecy of everything. Well, this just blew the lid off of what they're doing.
Why do you think I'm telling everybody like you and David, when I say everybody, that's what I mean, that going forward, this will help to fund the largest alternative or truth media network on the planet. This is one of 6 inventions we have. The ones that I won't speak about until they're ready to hit the public, I have 3 of them that make Toxi Solutions, this project, look small in nature. And the scientists are coming to us because they see how we're treating this product and how we're setting up a situation that benefits humanity. One of the things, and you're all going to hear this here for the first time today, so you can hold me to task on it. One of the things that we've already decided is, after we spent the money each month building the network and paying our salaries, every single penny, so that we don't pay taxes on it, every penny that's left of everything we take in has to be donated to phenomenal organizations like CMSRI that funds absolutely independent of government and pharmaceutical industries, research scientists that do research on vaccines, on glyphosate, on GMOs, on all of this. We will be broke at the end of every month after we have put whatever we need into building the media network and paying our salaries. We will make sure that when the 30th or the 31st rolls around, the checking account says zero.
Stay tuned, everybody. I have an emergency announcement coming in right now. according to one of our listeners, Dee, a faithful listener and contributor to our message board, and she sends me great emails. She says, the site is ready now. Toxie Solution site is already up.
It's up, but it's not finished. Okay, you're going to see a lot of good stuff on there if it is up. But please do not be upset if it drops back down. That's what I'm telling you. It's up. It's being worked on. It's being tested. But please don't get upset if you're looking at something and all of a sudden the site disappears. Okay? It is up, but it's not. We're telling everybody that as of this time tomorrow, everything on it will be complete. In order to test a site, you do have to bring it live on occasion to test the affiliate system, to test, you know, so on and so forth, the email system. So, yes, you might be able to see it right now. And if you can, more power to you. I wish everybody would go take a look at it. But to do orders and stuff on it right now, I wouldn't guarantee everything is 100%. It will be by 1800 Mountain Time tomorrow.
Okay.
But yes, David, you're right. It's actually been up off and on for the last 3 or 4 days. But we just didn't want people to get upset if they were looking at something and then it disappeared right in the middle of them, you know, reading something or filling out a form.
Okay, we're forewarned, and we appreciate that warning.
I appreciate Dee saying that, because what she's probably done is send a bunch of people to that website, and Nikki, who is my phenomenal IT, and ask, can you send her a message and ask her what she thinks of that site? Because I think our IT guru has done an absolutely phenomenal
job. Here, I'll read the rest of this. Help take America back is one of the things that she put, and I will write her back right now. Okay, so we'll do this right live on the air.
I want to know what she thinks of it aesthetically.
The opinion, question mark.
You know, this really empowers the... I'm sorry, Dave.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, again, the way my brain thinks is, I'm stepping back a little bit. This is such an empowerment tool to the people. Because I just pictured the alternative medical, alternative natural medicine world getting a hold of this and people spreading the word, having these in their homes, and actually going into their doctors and saying, look at this. What can we do? And so what that's going to do is that's going to put these doctors against the wall and force them, if enough people do this, to start investigating what outside of their box. Does that make sense?
I need to jump in and tell you something, because you keep hitting the nail right on the head. We have a database in the United States and Canada that exists right now in our hands of between 60 and 70,000 naturopathic and homeopathic practitioners across the United States and Canada, where we do the initial launch. We are approaching, once we launch this site tomorrow, every single one of them to carry ToxiScreen kits in their office. Right. How many of them do you think, Katie, are going to say no? This is going to make them bulletproof. They're all going to say yes.
Well, the homeopaths and naturopaths will say yes. The modern medical doctors won't quite know what to do, which is fine, but that's what I'm saying. When enough people start questioning them, it may force them into more of an integrative mindset.
It will. You're absolutely right, and this is something I have also thought of. We have a database of over 2,000 websites to approach tomorrow to carry an affiliate banner on their website, which they will all make money off of. We believe everybody, we should spread the wealth across the alternative medicines, the alternative health, and the freedom movement with this. So we have a massive affiliate program we're going to be starting. That launches tomorrow. We are approaching Kroger. We are approaching Walgreens. We already have ins with Nature's Sunshine, the largest herbal company in North America. Mm-hmm. And when we send this global, they already have a network in 40 countries across the planet. So once we get into Nature's Sunshine, we will be able immediately to put this product in 40 other countries across the planet immediately.
Wow. I'd like to talk to you off air about something.
Katie, don't hang up. You can talk to me anytime. David never, ever fails to amaze me at the quality and the caliber of people he has around him. Ever.
Thank you.
Well,
thanks, Dave.
If I stand next to him, I look good. So.
Well, she actually has a better voice than you do, and I thought you had the consummate radio voice.
Dave has a great voice.
Yeah, but you have a better voice.
Well, I'm a chick.
And she's the health chick, as we lovingly call her.
Yes.
Okay. So what's the turnaround time? Someone goes to your website tomorrow night, and they say, you know what, I need to get on top of my health. I'm going to order one of these toxic screen checking kits. How long until they get it?
Again, that would depend. We're saying that the minimum would be 5 days because it's got to be shipped both ways, okay? And then we need to get an answer back to you. That'll either be by secure email or by letter, whichever you prefer. That's one way. And also you need to understand if you get a single panel kit just for lead, that's going to get back to you a lot quicker than a five-panel kit would, okay? So, again, we say 5 to 10 days. And that's probably not going to take 10 days, but if we tell everybody it's going to take 5 days and it takes 10, we're pissing a lot of people off. We want to come out of the gate, all right, giving ourselves a little leeway rather than hanging ourselves out to dry.
Well, Bob and Maggie, who routinely listen to the show, and here's a quote, Toxi Solution website is awesome, in capital letters. Thank you.
Nikki will love to hear that. This has been my partner since I started the Liberty Beacon Project 3.5 years ago. And the work she does, just she's one of these people I cannot find fault with. I can't. She is a phenomenal individual. And that website, to me, is amazing. It is.
It's going to be... It's a great thing. I just pray for divine intervention on your behalf so the powers that be and their alphabet soup dictatorships don't swoop in and do to you what they did to people like essential oils and so forth.
We're not doing anything illegal. We're not making any medical claims at all.
Neither was essential oils either, but it didn't stop the FDA from coming in and basically trying to shut them down.
The FDA already said that they wanted to talk to the two co-inventors. The lawyers already threw a precedent in front of the FDA for another test that came out that basically failed, but not because of the FDA. The courts flat out told the FDA because they're not making any medical claims and it doesn't require any toxin. I mean, there's no toxic waste from the test, nothing, that there was nothing the FDA or the government could do to shut them down. There is already a legal precedent, and we're even further within the safety margins than this other group was. There's nothing they can do short of just, I don't know, lining us all up and shooting us. Don't say it, Dave.
Well, yeah, I got to say it because that's happening in Florida right now.
Yeah, I know. And the thing of it is, I could give a crap less because I'll have the big smile on my face as I take my last breath saying, yeah, but look what I'm leaving behind.
Built the infrastructure. That's the thing. That even if they take you out and everybody else, they can't stop a movement. And that is what they blockheads don't understand. But, hey.
This is going to be viral within a month. It's going to be global within 5 months. And then I dare anybody to try and put that genie back in the bottle. It ain't going to happen.
Mm-hmm. You know what you're going to do, Roger? I'm going to be devil's advocate here. The professionalism and success of your product is going to force the globalists to move their timetables up.
So you're telling me that I'm responsible for everybody's suffering going forward. Thanks.
If they come pick me up tonight, I'm blaming you. I'm going, that dang Roger.
So we shouldn't do this, Dave? I want an honest
answer.
No,
you do need to do this. We need people across every spectrum of every business, whether it's finance or medicine or whatever it is, get out of the system and do something independent that will benefit people and make a profit at it. That we need. You're a shining example
but
of the business revolution.
Profit.
Yeah, we need a business revolution, and you are leading the way.
Use the profit you make to help humanity.
Exactly.
That is our intention. We're not in this to get rich. We are in this to support everybody out there that's trying to do good research and can't get the funding for it. We're out there to put together a media network globally that nobody will be able to shut down and won't rely on $1 of corporate money. Not one single dollar.
Wow.
Well, here's Katie, did you... The spooks are out.
Katie, yeah, I just got a call from you, Dave.
And you just called me on my cell, too.
Yeah,
so
and I did, yeah, I'm thinking,
out,
okay, they're out, they're calling
playing
me.
Playing electronic
now.
Harassment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've got another endorsement.
Oh, because I called them blockheads, that's why.
Yeah, that's probably why. But we got another one from Debbie and Jack. Site looks awesome, love it, can't wait to purchase the product. So, it's a big hit, right here, the early returns.
And it's not even great. Done yet. It's not. What you're seeing is in the test phase. There will probably be a few more bells and whistles and surprises by tomorrow. But to everybody who's looked and given the feedback, we appreciate the hell out of you guys. I've got to explain something to you.
We've got about a minute, Roger.
Right. This, to me, this is my legacy. This is the legacy of everybody who's helped me. This is Dr. David Lewis's legacy. This is what we will leave behind that people will say, this is what Roger Landry, Dr. David Lewis, and the whole team that put this together have accomplished. This puts a huge smile on my face. I don't care how many zeros are after, are on the check. It doesn't matter to me. It doesn't.
Yeah, well, you've done humanity a great service by launching this. I'm appreciative of it. You can count on our continual support. And to people who are listening to this, either you're listening live or by archive, we need innovations like this. Take a chance. Step out. Get independent of the globalist control system.
Yes.
Roger, any final words in parting?
Yeah. I absolutely love your show. I absolutely love Katie. I mean, she just made a huge impression on me. And yes, Katie, let's talk, please. And David, we will talk more about this going forward because I would like you to play a part in this as well. You've got a big voice, and let's use it. Let's make it.
You can count on that, Roger. Let's use that tool.
Okay.
You can count on that, and we can't let so much water go under the bridge before we have you back. Thanks so much for joining us.
You've got it, my friend. Thank you.
Well, just a quick note here also on a health-related matter. Katie's GoFundMe site is still active. It's up on the website at thecommonsenseshow.com. We're on the front page. We're down a few articles now because we add as we go through the day as interesting things occur. But we'd ask for your generous support. No gift is too big, too small. Excuse me. I opened up a snail mail yesterday. It was $5. And part of me thinks, oh, gosh, I bet that's someone that really needs that $5, but then it's someone who understands that the spirit of giving comes back to you in much greater volume than when you give it. The law of reciprocity, the laws of the Bible and Jesus Christ. And so I would ask you to be mindful that we're still raising money for Katie. We're about a third of the way there. For those who do not like electronic funding, I'll give you the address. Katie, I want you to prompt me on this when we come back in the second hour when we'll be joined by Josh Coy.